Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There have been very precise precision strikes against Al-Qaeda and their affiliates.
These strikes are legal, they are ethical, and they are wise.
We only take these kinds of actions when there's an imminent threat, when capture is not feasible, and when we are confident that we're doing so in a way that's consistent with federal and international law.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's the story today, which is the Justice Department memo was leaked, and it reveals their legal case for drone strikes on Americans, and it set off a shockwave. Naturally, the knee-jerk neocons are against it. The nervous Nelly media conservatives have had to go out and buy boxes of the pens, saying that they're next to be struck in their radio studios by Holder and Obama. But maybe you should remember that even a stopped watch is correct twice a day. And in this case, Obama is right. Yes, I know you're going to be shocked that I agree with Obama, but nevertheless, they say it's lawful for the United States to conduct a lethal operation outside the United States. Let me repeat again, outside the United States, against a U.S. citizen who was a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution. Why should these vermin be afforded the protections of the United States Constitution, number one? They are only Trojan horses. They've only come here in order to wrap themselves in the Constitution so they can be protected while they plan to conduct another 9-1-1 or even worse. Now, when I see the ACLU is against the drone strikes targeting American citizens overseas, I know it's a good thing. Not a good thing that the ACLU opposes it, but it's definitely a good thing to strike the enemy before they strike us. It's the first rule of survival, moron. And as you well know, the only reason the ACLU is against Obama in this case is because their love for Islamist terrorists trumps their love for Obama. It's that simple. But, you know, I've read all of the pros and cons on this, and I'd like to open it up to you on the Savage Nation, because I realize that this is a departure in many ways from what you would expect me to say. I should sit here like a knee-jerk neocon jerk on the radio or a nervous Nelly media conservative and say, oh, Obama's a murderer, Holder's a killer. I should say absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, I agree with this. Do you agree with it or not? Do you agree with Obama in stating that he has the right to kill a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution? Do you agree with it or not? The phone number is 855-407-2282. Well, I agree with it. And I don't understand why you wouldn't. I don't understand it. I know many of you have already drawn conclusions on it. And it's overseas, number one. And number two, I don't understand why you would be afraid of it. Yes, I understand. You could say, well, there's someone in the government will say that you're an enemy of the state. You're traveling to France. They're going to kill you. You have to be a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda. You know, and if you are, you should be killed. And by the way, let me remind you something else. Without such a legal interpretation as we are seeing today, the United States, that is the North, could not have fought the South, that is the Confederates, during the American Civil War, incidentally. You see, the North believed that the Confederates were still citizens because it did not recognize the sovereignty of the South. So then how could a Northern officer launch a surprise attack against a Southern stronghold or kill Southern officers? Firing a cannon at Atlanta or Charleston with the intent to kill would have been impossible. It's the same thing today. If an American citizen takes up arms in support of Al-Qaeda or any other organization with an intent to kill me or you or any other Americans that they can find, this is not a political assassination. This is a defensive operation. Because as you well know, Al-Qaeda operates like a nation without a discernible border. Fundamentally, it's a nation built around a false religious belief. And the fact of the matter is, unless you come to understand we're at war, You have to open your eyes to what is going on here. I understand the legal framework has been pushed. I understand that many of you are nervous, Nellies, because you've been panicked today by Clarabelle and his clowns. I understand that. I understand that Clarabelle and his clowns have come out on the side of the ACLU against Obama, because if Obama sneezed, they would see a conspiracy in the sneeze. They would say, we had an NBC report today that Obama sneezed on the White House lawn in an attempt to infect the United States of America with the flu virus. Moreover, we can corroborate that Eric Holder was seen sneezing on the way to a luncheon in Washington, D.C., and he did so in order to infect the citizens of Washington, D.C., with a norovirus. That's why they both sneezed today. What is wrong with you people? How in the world can you disagree with everything Obama does until you finally look yourself in the mirror and say, I've gone crazy? I remember the years, by the way, of the Bush bashing. It became tedious, boring, predictable. Remember, there was a liberal network. I forget its name. It's out of business. Everything Bush did, if he sneezed, if he burped, if he missed a sentence, they would attack him. And they went out of business for it. And let me tell you something else. Conservative radio is collapsing right now for the same reason. There's no brains. There's no discernment. There's no thought. There's no consideration. There's no justification for half the things they say. All they're doing is, oh, whatever Obama does is bad. Obama, bad, 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 bad. He's evil. He's evil, 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 evil. Well, I don't like 95% of the things he's done. But in this case, I agree with him. I believe that there may not be a legal case for drone strikes on Americans. I think that is a stretch. But I'm all for killing them. How's that? Does that work for you? I'd rather see them wiped out than another city wiped out. How does that work for you? Now, I know what I'm going to hear. I'm going to hear that it's incrementalism. I'm going to hear that today we're for it. Tomorrow the justification will be stretched from the right to conduct a lethal operation outside the U.S. against the U.S. citizen to inside the United States against the U.S. citizen, who is not only not a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda, but let us say the leader of a Tea Party. That's ridiculous. That is not going to happen. Why must we disagree? And I mean vehemently and stupidly disagree with every policy decision of this administration. Do you not understand it makes you into a moron? It makes you into a knee-jerk. Remember, we used to have a phrase, knee-jerk liberal. We laughed about it even in the 60s, knee-jerk liberal. He or she is a knee-jerk liberal. Well, now we have knee-jerk, I wouldn't even call them conservatives. I'd say knee-jerk Republicans, because that's what you have here. And speaking of Republicans, you want to hear a shameful story that's not tied to this at all? How many years have I told you Karl Rove is an embarrassment? How many years have I told you Karl Rove is really a despicable human being, an operative, just an operative of the Republican Party? Today, Karl Rove declared war on the Tea Party. Today, Karl Rove was published in the New York Times, and he laid out his plans to protect Republicrats from Tea Party insurgents on the front page of the Sunday newspaper. He set up a new PAC to grift out hundreds of millions of dollars called the American Crossroads Super PAC in order to suck money out of the frightened Republicans to destroy the Tea Party. Can you believe this? Can you believe that I have been right about Karl Rove from day one? And if I'm right about Karl Rove, then I'm also right about Fox News, because he is Fox News. Karl Rove must have been on Wallbanger's show 1,000 times over the last 4 years, 5 years. Karl Rove was the guru of Wallbanger and the others. I never liked the man. I didn't like his looks. I didn't like what he stood for, and now I know that I was right. I'm always right. When I'm wrong, I tell you I'm wrong. I'm right today, too. I'm telling you that we are at war, and if you don't want to accept it, that's your problem. Radical Islam is at war not only with America. Radical Islam is at war with the people in India who are not Muslims, called Hindus. Certainly they're at war with Israel. That's a given, but we don't have to go into that. Right now, the radical Muslims are at war and have been at war with the Catholics in the Philippines for a long time. They're at war with the entire planet in order to convert us to their ideology, their insane ideology of hand-cutting, genital manipulation, genital mutilation, the subjugation of women, the killing of homosexuals, and taking the world back 1,100 years. I'm all for it. This memo that Obama and Holder released or leaked refers to enemy combatants. Enemy combatants who would destroy the United States of America. So if you are in favor of an Islamist picking up an improvised explosive device, an IED, and planting it on the New York State Thruway, because they learned how to do it in their home country of Pakistan or some other country over there, well, then you are an idiot. You're a complete moron. You've fallen into the sinkhole called the ACLU. The ACLU got all worked up over this memo, not because they care about the Constitution. They hate the Constitution. The ACLU hates the church. The ACLU hates the American people. The ACLU cares only about criminals, terrorists, and perverts, period. That's their entire constituency. Then they wrapped themselves in the Constitution. Where were they when I. Michael Savage was banned illegally from entering Britain? Nowhere to be heard. Where were all of these nervous Nelly media faux conservatives when I was banned in Britain? Nowhere. So stop falling for this knee-jerk neocon anti-Obama rhetoric. There's a limit to it, and it's boring. Why don't you try to open your mind and use common sense? We all have a right of self-defense, right? We have a right of self-defense. If someone is going to go over and train with Al-Qaeda and become one of their operatives, I say launch. The ACLU says, oh, we've launched 300 drones so far. I think that's the number. I don't think I remember. And 3,000 people have been killed. Well, that's interesting. We haven't had a 9/11 since the drones started flying. You ever thought about it? Let's put two and two together. Let's see. Drones started flying. Al-Awlaki was killed. Recently, his son, 16 years old, was sent to Allah, to the virgins. They were waiting for him, too. He disappeared off the planet. He was atomized. The 16-year-old spawn of Al-Awlaki was found in Yemen, and they took him out in the entire village. Terrible thing, really a terrible thing. We should have waited for him to blow up the IRT and then given him a nice trial in New York where he could have made a mockery of our system. So, you know, which way do you want it? I mean, which way do you want this? I'll take your calls. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't call. What I'm talking about is a shocking, shocking memo that was released today. Too much criticism, by the way, on both sides of the aisle, or all sides. Everyone's saying, oh, he's a madman, he's a killer, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is that I agree with him. It's that simple. It's not any citizen. It's an American citizen abroad. I'll read you the law again so you don't start going off and foaming at the mouth because you listened to Clarabelle and his clowns today. It would be lawful, it says, for the United States to conduct a lethal operation outside the United States, Schmendrick, against a U.S. citizen who was a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution or the federal statutes discussed in this white paper on the following conditions. And the reason this white paper was released is because the new CIA, the appointee to the nominee to run the CIA, was in charge of the drone project, which is a plus for him. He sounds like a hippie with an earring, but at the end of the day, it's a fake. It's a good feign. He's a real killer, a murderer. That's what we need. 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair. Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Days of traffic eastbound 580 at Highway 13. Looks like a crash. The left lane still blocked. More activity off to the right shoulder as well. Pleasant Hill, northbound 680 after Concord Avenue. Have an accident. It's in the third lane from the left. Couple of cars there. Traffic backed up behind it. Some debris northbound 880 before Montague Expressway in the left lane. Traffic on the Nimitz has been slow out of San Jose. From 237, it'll be heavy up to Auto Mall. More sluggish traffic Thornton to 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
In 1997, a high school shooting was stopped by a vice principal with a gun. In 1998, a middle school shooting was ended by a neighbor with a gun. In 2002, a terrorist attack was stopped by a school guard and a teacher with a gun. After September 11th, pilots began carrying guns to protect their passengers. Let's give our schools and teachers the same option. Sign the petition at defendschools.com.
Paid for by the Libertarian National Committee and not endorsed by any candidate or candidate committee.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560.
Yeah. A country of nervous Nellies. Whatever he does. Everything Obama does is some kind of conspiracy. I mean, it's unbelievable. How crazy can you get? This reminds me of the Bush years. It's the same thing. Or the Nixon years. This has become insane. I agree with Obama and Holder on this one. I read it. I read the whole, not just the, I read the paper. I read the entire 16 pages. It's in front of me. It's lawful for the United States to conduct a lethal operation outside the United States against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of al-Qaeda or an associate force of al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution. Period. End of story. This is the same thing that happened in World War II, many German-American families returned to the fatherland. That was a call of the Nazi. Fought with the Germans against the Americans and the rest of the Allies. And when we caught them, we killed them. We shot them, lined them up against the lamppost and shot them. U.S. citizenship does not grant you blanket immunity. If you join the enemy, you're no longer a U.S. citizen in plain English. And by the way, I mean, I read the, well, this is a whole separate show. I did this over and over again. I read the actual legal brief of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Justice Department when they captured U.S. citizens of German ancestry who tried to conduct espionage, sabotage in America. They tried them and they shot them here. They shot them. And I remember it now, Quirin et al., I believe. Not Quinlan. Quirin et al. I'm not a legalistic scholar, but I'm a scholar. I recall the case. You can probably Google it. Quirin et al. They hung them, shot them. They didn't care if they're American citizens. Once they went over to the dark side, bingo. Legal target. So must you disagree with everything Obama does? Does that make you smart? Let's take some callers and see what the world of the savage nation thinks. I mean, it's pretty late on the East Coast, but people's minds are still working. Ben on WMAL in Washington, D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, my Ben. Name is Benjamin, and I'm a registered Democrat, but I believe, hey, I'm with the man 100%. If you go to the dark side, hey, woe on you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Now, do you agree with anything else, that everything else Obama does, or is there any disagreement with anything he does?
No, I don't agree with everything that he does. I have issues with him on some issues, but on this particular issue...
Okay, well, that's fair. No, I didn't know if you were an operative of the Obama administration. It's very odd for me because I have a reputation of being a really hard-nosed conservative, but I'm misinterpreted, by the way, as well, because I'm really in some ways a libertarian, in some ways I'm a conservative, in other ways I'm a do-as-you-will guy, in the other way. I mean, I'm a sexual libertarian. People don't know that.
Right.
You know, I really don't tell people what to do. I don't want the government in your bedroom or mine. So, you know, I'm typecast. But I try to use my own thinking, Benjamin. What's wrong with people? Why must they make everything Obama does into a conspiracy?
You know, because there must be some self-issue that they have. And I'm like you.
No, I'm going to tell you what. You want to hear what it is? You want to hear what it is? Because you're going to be shocked. I'm sending you a copy of my new novel, by the way, A Time for War. Because I don't want to be at war with my American citizen friends. I want you to love me.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSVO. Three people are confirmed dead in a shooting in a remote area of West Sonoma County. The sheriff's office says the bodies of three males were found at a house on Ross Station Road at Douglas Lane near Iron Horse Vineyards. Congress is saluting three educators for their role in protecting students and staff during a shooting at a Kern County High School. The three helped disarm the shooter and get students out of a classroom at Taft High School. Taking a look at the roadways, not a lot of accidents right now, but still some slow traffic like getting out of San Francisco northbound 101. It's still heavy from 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck slows from the island coming to the 101 interchange. Eastbound 80 below the speed limit, leaving the maze up to San Pablo Avenue. In In the South Bay, northbound 680 slow from about Durham over the Sunol grade as you head past Andrade. A northbound 880 still sluggish, 237 up to Auto Mall, and again from Dakota Road to Highway 92. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
Hey, it's Officer Vic here. You can make a fortune in real estate, or you can lose a fortune in real estate. The difference is how much you know. Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property, but do you know how to get started? If not, my colleague Kathy Fetke can help. She's launching the Real Wealth Investor Academy on February 9th in San Mateo. At this live event, you'll learn how to invest in real estate, where to invest, and most importantly, what to avoid. Get tips from experienced real estate experts like our own Greg O'Donnell, who will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA, where to find the best deals, and figure out which strategy is best for you. This is not one of those guru events where they try to upsell you into overpriced boot camps. This is real-world, cutting-edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. And BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/BPAmerica.
On the next morning show, you're the star. It's Whistleblower Wednesday, unearthing government waste, fraud, and abuse. 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the gang and me right here on KSFO.
If your heart is racing because you want to call the show, but you are a little afraid to call it, and that's okay, because I remember before I was in talk radio, I used to get angry at the leftists on the KPFA channel, and my heart would beat. I would hate them so much for what they were saying. And I would call them and try to argue with them, and then I gave up because they controlled the microphone, as I do. And you figured, the cards were stacked against you. You couldn't win. But actually, I'm a little different than that. I mean, if you have a cogent argument, I will hear it, and I'll listen to you. But if you're just going to scream and rave and put me down, I'll hang up on you. You won't even get through the call screener. You know, because I told you the definition of hell was defined as a place where there is no reason. I don't want to go to hell with you, frankly. And I am telling you I agree with Obama and Holder in their white paper, period, end of story. And I know I'm right for a couple of reasons. One, because the ACLU is against them on this. And so, therefore, the ACLU's desire to protect Islamists has trumped their love of Obama. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. Hey, do we have that NBC Nightly News sounder? Is it any good? Did we ever get that? Oh, the montage. That was good. Play the montage. Let's hear it again. They'll like it. The people need to hear it. They don't know. Read the entire white paper on drone strikes on Americans. Well, I did. And you can read it on my site by going to the story on michaelsavage.com and then clicking on the paper. And you'll see that it's overseas. It's a U.S. citizen who's a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda. So what? Well, okay, I don't have to play it right now. Well, what's the point of arguing with that? Why must everything Obama does be wrong? Oh, yes, I understand at night he's putting on camouflage. And with the protection of the Secret Service, he's running around Washington, D.C. with viruses on his fingers, and he's touching gas pumps in order to spread noroviruses. And Holder is doing the same thing all over the city. He's going to shop supermarkets in the middle of the night. And without gloves on his hands, he's spreading noroviruses on shopping carts. I mean, is that what you want to believe? I mean, that's what it's becoming. It's becoming hysterically insane. It's insane. I mean, it was like the age of the Bush bashing. I don't intend to go down with the idiots who are going down like the liberals went down during the Bush bashing days. I'm not going down with the ship. It doesn't mean I'm just going to do this in order for effect or to survive. I'm doing it because it makes common sense to me. I'm trying to use independent thinking and judgment here. I don't understand what you're afraid of with this. I mean, I could understand it, sure, if you want to stretch it like the ACLU did, you know, and say, oh, well, okay, yeah, he could kill you tomorrow. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. 16-page memo, copy of which was obtained by NBC News, new deals of illegal reasoning behind one of the Obama administration's most secretive and controversial policies, and blah, blah, blah. The September 2011 strike in Yemen that killed alleged al-Qaeda operatives Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan. Both were U.S. citizens who had never been indicted by the U.S. government nor charged with any crimes. Boo, hoo, 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 hoo. Boo, hoo. Why don't you get a memorial to al-Awlaki, all of you liberals who are against this? Maybe the neocons can erect a monument to al-Awlaki. Poor American citizen was not given a trial. Boo, hoo, 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 hoo. So Brennan, by the way, who is going to be, they're going to hold a hearing on him this Thursday. The reason this is coming up is because it's a central issue in this week's hearing of White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan, who's a key architect of the drone campaign to be CIA director. And he was the first administration official to publicly acknowledge drone strikes in a speech last year, calling them consistent with the inherent right of self-defense. But the white paper apparently introduces a more expansive definition of self-defense or imminent attack than described by Brennan or Holder. So that's what's getting the libs and the neocons, scared. They feel that they're going to be struck by a drone in the middle of the night, being going to be caught with their pants down. That's why they're lying, getting the guns and the ammo. That's why they're buying the extra bullets in case the drone comes through the window. I see nothing wrong with it. I'm glad they killed him. I wish that they would do more of it, frankly. I mean, I'm in favor of drones. I think drones are wonderful. It's a great advancement in warfare. Well, if you disagree with me, you could always join the military. I love all of the heroes in the conservative media. They're all for war. I didn't see Bimbo and Wallbanger strap on a uniform and go to Iraq. They wanted your son to go to Iraq so that they could raise money for them when they came back without a leg or in a body box. Oh, yeah, gung-ho, Johnny come marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. Go enlist. They'll take you. It's an all-volunteer force. You could put down the microphone and pick up a musket. Go and enlist because you're against the drones. How do you want to kill these people? I mean, by what method do you want to do it? You want to do it by drones? How do you want to do it? Sniper, drones? What method would you like to use? Johnny, you want your neighbor's son to go over there, the guy you hate? You want him to go over there and risk his life? Then if he does the job too well, he'd be given a court-martial, as Bush did to one Marine after another. By the way, your friend Bush court-martialed Marine after Marine for doing their job a little too well. And I raised money for the Marines' defense, I am proud to tell you, because it was wrong then and it's wrong now. Who the heck wants to fight for this country when you have such idiots running the country, whether it's Republican or Democrat? They don't care about the soldier. They care about their own political behinds. So, oh, yeah, okay, well, they went overboard. Burn them. Throw them overboard. Let the poor guy rot in jail. This guy's rotting in jail right now for doing their job a little too well. Remember what did to Alan West, a true American hero, a real combat hero? After a few of his men were blown up by roadside bombs, he caught one of these pieces of human trash. And he held him, and he wanted to break his neck, but the guy wouldn't give up the information where the other roadside bombs were hidden. So Alan West, being a third-generation African-American military man who has the guts to fight for us, picked up a sidearm and said, either you tell us or we're going to blow your brains out. And he shot the gun off next to the Islamist's ear, and the guy crapped in his pants and gave up where the IEDs were, and Alan West saved his men from getting blown apart. And they wanted to give him 17 years in prison for doing that. That's what they wanted to do to Alan West. They try to railroad him for doing his job. So that's why I say it's better we use drones. Oh, use more of them. Build more. Make them smaller and more lethal and more targeted. I don't understand why you have to disagree fundamentally with everything that Obama does. It's becoming boring. It is just toxic. And by the way, it undermines any argument you may have on issues such as immigration, where he's 100% wrong. 100% wrong on taxation, 100% wrong on immigration, 100% wrong on the fake energy contracts. Hey, look, no one's been a harsher critic of Barack Hussein Obama than I have. I've written two best-selling books, Trickle Down Tyranny. Okay, I know what the man is all about, but in this case, he's right. Even a stopwatch is correct twice a day. In this case, Holder and Obama are correct. That's my opinion. I can ask you to argue with me if you wish, and you can, and you will. Or if you agree with me, fine. It's the Savage Nation at 855-407-2282. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to michaelsavage.com. It's a big story. I think it's the biggest story of the week, by the way, and it's going to get bigger. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. I wish they were a little tougher on the gangs coming across the border that they seem to love so much. Why are they so in love with the Mexican mobs coming across the border? If we're against Al-Qaeda, as we should be, why are they not against the illegal aliens who are coming here to do us in? Did you hear what went on today? Did you hear what these wonderful illegal aliens did today in our document, in our hearing? There was a hearing today in the House of Representatives when a group of these criminals came in. Well, listen to what they did in clip one.
The gentleman from California, Mr. Issa, is recognized for 5 minutes. The committee will have order. This is not the way. This is not the way to make.
Oh, don't be so nice to the terrorists there, the vigilante Hispanics. Throw them out on their behinds and throw them in jail. The vigilante Hispanics, they're the sacred cow of America. Hispanic, oh, don't touch him. Can't say a word to him. No, oh, he's Hispanic. Oh, he's got a grievance. They're in my country, in my House of Representatives, disturbing a hearing because they don't like the individual, Daryl Issa. I would have arrested them. I give them 3 years in a can for this. It's unbelievable to me. But no. See, now this is where Obama should have cracked down to show his fairness. He should have cracked down and said, I'm going to be, you know, even across the board. I'm against terrorism overseas, and I'm against overseas people coming to this country and protesting hearings like this. They're getting 3 years in prison. But you didn't hear that. So, okay, you got to take what you can get. It's that simple. If you disagree with me on any of this, it's okay. You can expect me to be a reflection of everything that you think. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Incidentally, those of you who follow my show on a regular basis can go to michaelsavage.com. Top right, I put up the pictures of the Super Bowl in New Orleans that I was talking about yesterday. You missed a great show. It was a one-off. It was like one from the heart, apolitical, just what I saw, sight, smells, food, people. It was a very strange show for me in a way that I transcended. I transcended talk radio for myself yesterday, I think. Or at least I did the kind of show I'd like to do 5 days a week, but can't. You can't do that kind of show every day. It's impossible because there's not enough material in real life to do. I could do one of those shows once a week, incidentally. Let's say I did a once-a-week radio show, and it was once a week I go to New Orleans and come back from the Super Bowl. You'd get a show like that. Like once a week for an hour, I could do the greatest shows in the world, like Walter Winchell did. Well, you try 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 15 hours. Nobody can do a one from the heart 15 hours a week. It's humanly impossible. This is an unscripted program. Nobody writes my script, you know, so there it is. But anyway, yesterday's was good. I mean, I like to save that one in the archives. So today is a political show because it's very political. On the aeroplane down, I happened to see the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal and an article which I saved and pulled out of the suitcase today with the dirty clothes, the underwear that I had to wash. It fell out. I saved it for you, but it was wrapped up somehow near the underwear. It said, Mexico's meh. That's true. The soap, the underwear. I hate traveling. I hate the confusion. I am a very orderly person. It's one of the reasons I went into, even as a little boy, I lined shoes up under my bed. They had to be matched. I know it's today a syndrome. Yeah, right. I made a mess of my life. PhD, 2 master's degrees, 28 books, and a great career. There's something wrong with me, doctor. I understand. I should be like your son in rehab. Yeah, I get it. He was raised to be free, born to be free like a lion. I get it. But we're not lions, sir. So I lined my shoes up under my bed. Whatever little shoes I had, I lined them up in my little under my poverty bed. And I've been that way all my life. I like everything order, everything in place, neat, clean, orderly. If a maid comes to my house, I get upset if I'm in the house when she's cleaning. Yeah, I don't like her moving things around. You know who was like this? The guy who died of the fruitarian and the nuts? The apple guy. I heard he was an orderly guy. He didn't have house cleaners. He couldn't stand it. I don't like things moved around. The pictures on the wall are slightly off. It gets me upset. I feel the CIA came in the night before to upset me by moving. No, I'm just joking. So anyway, I knew a guy like that when I was a youngster in the New York East Village in that scene. He was sure the CIA was, in the heavy pot years. This guy, the CIA was breaking into his house at night, man. And they were moving things around. Like, what were they moving around, John? They moved my paintings on the wall. What do you mean, move them? No, they moved them slightly. Oh, what else? Well, little things you could see. Like they moved crumbs on the table. I swear to God, you can get really crazy with order. So it's not like on that level of psychosis. So I found the newspaper. Oh, why I hate traveling. Just the packing and the unpacking and everything's, at the end of the trip, everything's a jumble in a suitcase. If I tell you that I pull the article out and it's mixed next to the stuff I have to throw in the laundry, I'm not kidding you. Here's the article. Mexico's masked vigilantes defy drug gangs and the law. Do you know what they're doing in Mexico? Villagers are putting on masks and they're setting up militias to defy the drug gangs who are terrorizing their towns. Did you hear this? They wear no uniforms, they flash no badges, but they are the law right now. Masked men with rifles slung over their shoulders stand guard on a lonely rural road checking IDs and questioning travelers. A dozen villages in the area have risen up in armed revolt against local drug traffickers that have terrorized the region and a government that residents say is incapable of protecting them from organized crime. You probably didn't see this story, but crime is way down for the moment. Residents say kidnapping ceased when the militias took charge, as did the extortions that have become the scourge of businessmen and farmers alike. Now, this is a very important story for five different reasons, which I don't even have to explain to you. This is Michael Savage, not a member of the Turtle Clan, but a member of the Savage Nation, in fact, the leader of the Savage Nation. Imagine that after all these years. The phone number is 855-400-7282 to take your calls. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Here's a vote. Traffic, we've got an accident on the peninsula northbound 101 before Hillsdale. Three, four cars involved. It's got the right lane blocked. CHP is on scene. Traffic just starting to back up behind it. Also across the bay, northbound 880 at Industrial. Looks like a stalled car there. Second lane from the left is blocked. A couple of other cars may have pulled over in the third lane from the left to help out. Traffic already still sluggish out of Fremont into Hayward. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Wow, what are you eating?
A cream puff.
Cash Call loves cream puffs too. A cream puff is a refinance where the borrower and the property are very qualified. Great credit, low loan to value, no subordinate financing, etc. A loan that can fly through Cash Call system in about 2 weeks. If your mortgage is a cream puff, we have a special deal for you. Cash Call will refinance you into a 15-year fixed at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs of any kind. Cash Call's 15-year rates have never been this low, and we have never seen another company lower ever. 2.875% rate and APR at 866-590-CASH. So if your loan is a cream puff and your 15-year rate is above 2.875%, give us a call, even if you refinanced last year.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
15-year fixed at 2.875% rate and APR, no closing costs? I'm making the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a cream puff deal now.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. And the ACLU went crazy. The neocons went crazy. The radio conservatives had a hysterectomy fit on the radio. And I'm all for it. I agree with Obama on this. I mean, must I disagree with him because he's Obama? Is that what you would like? Well, you're not going to get it from me. I'm an independent. I always have been. I don't work for the Republican Party. I never worked in the Justice Department. I am not part of the Republican establishment. This is my conclusion. I use clear logic. I agree they're right. they can conduct a lethal operation outside the U.S. against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda. I agree with them. Now, I want to remind you that even Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a diehard socialist, he was a liberal socialist, but he was decisive in quickly and summarily executing Nazi spies caught in America. They did have a trial, that is true, because they had no drones in those days. They had no drones, they killed them. Quirin et al., I can't find the legal case, it's wonderful. FDR in the case of the captured enemy combatants, they hung them. Now, I remember when this came up back when it was being done under Bush, I quoted Quirin et al. Before anyone else in the media did, because I remember the case. This is not Quirin et al. Because there's no trial. I understand the essential difference between capturing them and trying them. However, you're never going to capture them. Would you like to capture them and bring them to New York for a trial? Is that what you'd like? I mean, many of you were disagreeing with me. The same people who said, you don't want any trials for the terrorists in New York City, right? Keep them in Guantanamo. What? Now you're suddenly taking the side that they shouldn't be killed by drones. Why? Tell me why. Because you have a paranoid streak, and you're assuming that anything Obama does is evil, and that you'll be next, that somehow you'll be next. Well, I disagree with you. It's that simple. You're being a knee-jerker or a nervous Nelly. You become crazy from listening to talk radio too long. And you have to check it. I mean, you check some of it at the manhouse because this can drive you crazy. If you become the equivalent of the Bush basher that existed during Bush's years, then it's futile. It's over. Then talk radio will die, and I'm not going down with the ship, especially when there's a situation like this where you have to agree with them. What's wrong with this? I don't get it. I mean, I could see you stretching it. Oh, today it's overseas and Al-Qaeda, and tomorrow it's here and it's you. No, I disagree with you. That's not happening. Don't agree. And I'd rather see them killed overseas than another 9/11. And look who's opposing it. Look who's opposing it. You seen who's opposing this? The biggest mouth in this? You don't know who it is? It's the ACLU, number one. And it's an Islamist sympathizer in the ACLU, number two. Every case that the radical Muslims have in this country is conducted by this character inside the ACLU. So I don't buy it. I'm actually interested to see how Obama moved to the center on this. You almost say he moved to the right on this. This is something that JFK would have done. And I never expected Obama to justify this. So it shows you, a few things, that behind the scenes, while he's a diehard leftist fanatic on 99% of the issues, maybe when it comes to national security, the guy isn't so bad. I mean, must I remind you that we haven't had a 9/11 since 9/11? They've caught every last one of these rats and either given them a trial and thrown them away, thrown the key away, or given them a gift of a nice American drone, and they sent them and their family to Allah. I mean, they've done it, but then, but publicly they say they're in love with they love them. Ah, come on, can't you see the game? Catch up with the game. Catch up with reality.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There have been very precise precision strikes against Al-Qaeda and their affiliates.
These strikes are legal, they are ethical, and they are wise.
We only take these kinds of actions when there's an imminent threat, when capture is not feasible, and when we are confident that we're doing so in a way that's consistent with federal and international law.
All right. So the big shock today is U.S. Justice Department reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans, and the world goes crazy. The knee-jerk neocons say that it's Obama's absolute power. He's gone power mad. He can kill us next. The illegitimate ACLU, who is usually in love with Obama, had their love for Obama trumped by their love for Al-Qaeda and said that it's illegal. Now, let me explain why drones have become so popular as a tool of the federal government. It is precisely because they were unable to use waterboarding to get the information necessary to protect you, you idiots, from another 9/11. Every time they used any kind of force to get information from these throwbacks, they were attacked. Remember when Bush was accused of approving waterboarding, what went on in this country?
Do you remember? How could any CIA interrogator inside those rooms get the information in their duels with terrorists necessary to protect hundreds, if not thousands, of people? You had to do something to get them to break, and you couldn't break them. KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the worst people on the planet. Remember what he did. He personally sawed off Daniel Pearl's head and swung it in the air triumphantly. And yet we had Americans saying, oh, you can't waterboard him. So what happened is, how can an interrogator do his job? The guy doing the job has the hardest job in the world, interrogators, CIA interrogators, the most difficult job on the planet. Because they say, oh, well, you did that, it's torture. So if he doesn't do his job well enough, hundreds or thousands die. If he does it too well, he loses his pension and his job and maybe goes to jail for violating the human rights of a head cutter. So how can anyone do this job? So say, wait a minute, we can't do this. We can't do waterboarding. We can't do any kind of methodology. We can't use any methodology that might actually get the information from these throwbacks. So let's use drones and kill them. So they're using drones and killing them. That's why. That's why the drone has become popular. Why don't you, sir, all you guys who object to drones, why don't you take a job with the CIA and see if you can get any information out of your friends from the Middle East? See what you can do. Go talk to them in real time, in real life. See what you can do with these people. See how hard they really are. They are so trained in this kind of, you call it torture, whatever you want to call it. They're so trained to resist it that they're almost unbreakable. Can't break them. Not with the laws in this country. Can't do it. Here's a guy who sawed off Daniel Pearl's head, and yet he had defenders in America saying he deserved a trial. Deserved a trial, or yet we become worse than them. And so they said, look, enough is enough. No one can do this job anymore. So let's go to the drone. The drone plan works. So now the white paper comes out. Why? Because Brennan's coming up for hearings Thursday to run the CIA, and he was Mr. Drone. It's like Mr. Coffee. Joe DiMaggio, remember though? Mr. Coffee Pot. So you could say Brennan is Mr. Drone. In fact, you can market a toy, Mr. Drone. He could actually have a good career. If he's not appointed, he could market the drone toys, Mr. Drone. And now it'll work for Mr. Drone. But let's get back to the seriousness for a minute. So the white paper, which I read today, 16 pages long, says, in conclusion, it will be lawful for the United States to conduct a lethal operation outside the United States against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution. I was speaking in my normal, fast New York dialect. I didn't slow it down for the radio show about 53 different, you know. But remember this. You need this kind of law. You can't fight a war. I told you that. Let's go back to the Civil War. Because no one's made this point that I know of yet. I made it today. The United States could not have conducted its war against the South. Forget the war itself. I'm giving you some legalistic. Against the Confederates. Because from the North's point of view, the Confederates were not members of a sovereign nation. They were still citizens of the United States. So then how could a Northern officer launch attacks against the Southern stronghold? How could they fire cannons towards Atlanta or Charleston? Right? With the intent to kill if they were to follow the law. So they didn't. And so I say today, if an American citizen takes up arms or engages in logistics to kill as many Americans as they can, we have to kill them first. It's kill or be killed right now. Because remember, Al-Qaeda operates like a nation without borders. You heard of Doctors Without Borders? This is Terrorists Without Borders. And so the fact is we're not really understanding what kind of war we're fighting, but Brennan apparently does. That's why he's Mr. Drone. You're Mr. Drone. So I agree with Obama in this case. And I recognize your fears, by the way. I don't agree with them, but I recognize them. Totally recognize them. And I don't know why you're freaking out like this, because what you're doing here is if you're agreeing with the Islamist fellow traveler and the ACLU who's against these strikes, then you've been taken in by the opposition. Right? Why does everything Obama do have to be wrong? It's impossible. Because even a stopwatch is right twice a day. He's right in this case. So is Holder. They were wrong on Fast and Furious. They're wrong on immigration. They're wrong on taxation. But they're right in this case. Why must everything the man does be crazy and wrong? You've turned him into a demon. He isn't a demon. He's not a demon. He's a diehard fanatic leftist socialist of the academic variety, maybe even worse than that. But in this case, the guy's doing the right thing. Period. End of story. Now let's move on. 1-855-400-7282. I'll take your calls because I haven't taken many calls on this. And every caller who gets up gets a free copy of my book, A Time for War, which is coming out in 2 weeks. And it's about Chinese operatives in America who are planning something much bigger than 9/11. And Jack Hatfield is the only one who discovers it, along with Dover. And the two heroes race to stop it. If you loved, you know, my other novel, you're going to love this book. I love writing it. Calls. Calls, 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 calls. Can I have a piece of rock and roll before I take a call? Something sweet and mellow. No, give me some hard rock. Anything. I don't really care. Halali ding dong. All right, whatever. No, forget it. They threw the whole show off. My mistake. Should have been something different, but no, rock and roll doesn't work tonight. It doesn't work in the least. I'd rather talk about this. I mean, this is an amazing story. This is made for talk radio. This is other stories. The immigration hearings interrupted today by Latinos, the sacred cow of the American electorate. What would happen if the Tea Party went into a congressional hearing today and they started screaming and chanting in English rather than a foreign language? Do you think that they just would have been treated with kid gloves? Or do you think they might have been arrested for 30, 60, 90 days or longer? What happened to the Hispanics who went up and disrupted the hearings today on immigration when ISA was going to talk? What were they given, a feast? What, did Nancy Pelosi offer them a feast? Let's take your calls on the Savage Nation. Mike on WABC in the great New York City. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, how you doing?
I'm not answering. It's not about how I'm doing. It's not Breaker One on a truck radio. What's your opinion tonight?
Well, I called in to say that I do agree with President Obama and you about the drone strikes. And the reason I do is because I believe that this doctrine falls under the auspices of treason.
It doesn't fall under treason because they can kill anybody even if they haven't done the act yet. You know, they don't have to have actually done anything. They can only be plotting. The targeted individual must pose an imminent threat of violent attack against the United States. You could call it treason. You could call it treason, but I could call MSNBC and the hosts treasonous as well. So this is quite different than what they do at MSNBC, but it's on the same variety. You know, if you're a member of Al-Qaeda, I say kill them all. No trial. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm sick of it. You know, and look, you know, got to give credit where credit is due. Has there been one terrorist attack on American soil since Obama became president? I mean, you know what? It's an uncomfortable fact. But I haven't seen an incident. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I had the measles during that event. Did I have the measles while there was some kind of event in the country that I missed? Yeah, I understand we don't like all of the giving up all of these liberties and freedoms, but let's stop living in the academic tower of the ideal world of freedom. We're not Davy Crockett with a Kentucky long rifle hunting muskrats. And stop already with the freedom marching around with the raccoon hat already. Those days are over. Stop it. We're all freedom. Get me a Kentucky long rifle. The stupidity here is overwhelming. Live in the real world. Get out from behind the microphone. Travel once in a while. See the real world. See 78,000 people at a stadium cheering on their favorite team and not beating each other up, and you'll know how great America is. And you'll understand why there was no terrorist attack yesterday. You don't think that there were Al-Qaeda sleepers in this country who would have liked to have blown up the stadium I was in? What, are you out of your mind? But they couldn't do it, could they? That city was so locked down with I never saw so many police in my entire life. They didn't bother me. I didn't think that they were out to get me. I mean, in the New Orleans Police Department, like old Southern sheriffs, it was great to see them. These were beefy guys out of old movies about the South. You don't want to mouth off to them. They're not cops from California who aren't allowed to be cops, who have to go to civilian review boards. They don't know what a civilian review board is in New Orleans. They never heard of it. Don't try your Yankee stuff on them. So you had the cops, then you had FBI, then you had CIA. I don't know who else was there. They closed the airports off between 3 p.m. and midnight. You couldn't even fly a Piper Cub around New Orleans. I realize your freedoms were violated. I get that. All of you Davy Crocketts out there, you idealists who wanted to fly Piper Cubs for fun, on Super Bowl. But there was a reason that you were frisked going into the stadium. Did I like it? I didn't even care. I expected it. I went there knowing I'd have a guy give me a field job. What did I care? I wasn't doing anything wrong. It didn't bother me. It was like a TSA thing. Then in the two screenings, three screenings, there was a reason. Because they didn't want one of our friends from the Middle East to blow the stadium up. That's all. So the only thing that blew the stadium out, the lights, was Beyonce's fireworks. That's all. That was the only act of neo-terrorism. The only act of neo-terrorism was Beyonce's electrifying performance when the wattage was so high they blew out the circuit breakers. And as I said yesterday on the show, I guess the same people in the civil service in New Orleans who were in charge of the water pumps during Katrina were running the circuit breakers at the stadium. They didn't know where they were. Anyway, so I'm getting back to this story here. That's all. I'm glad they're killing them with drones. That way CIA interrogators don't lose their jobs. They don't lose their pensions for going too far. You don't want us to do, let's say, you don't want us to do waterboarding? I'll tell you what, we'll use drones in their country and kill them before they get here. Does that work for you? They just did it again, despite the hullabaloo. Not only did they kill Awolaki, suddenly all the right-wingers love Awolaki. Oh, we identify, because it could be us tomorrow. Yeah, right. Remember when Awolaki, he's an American citizen, he was killed. Whoa, Obama could kill us next. He could declare the Tea Party a member of Al-Qaeda. Okay, stretch it as far as you want to go with it. But let's live with what we have now. So he knocked off Al-Awlaki, whatever you say. I can't even pronounce his name. The syllables don't work. Al-Awlaki, Shmachi, Al-Awlaki, whatever. Knocks off Al-Awlaki. And then recently they knocked off Al-Awlaki's son, a 16-year-old would-be terrorist who went over there to follow in his father's terror steps. Take a look at the picture of the rubble. Him and his entire village went to Allah. I didn't know if there were enough virgins left for all of them. But they went off the planet. They were atomized. Who did that? Your liberal socialist government did it. Okay, why? They didn't want to bother capturing him and bring him here so you could have a trial and everyone could say, you can't waterboard him, give him halal meals, make sure he has a TV set and a soccer ball. That's all. They just took care. I mean, how much can a government do at a certain point? If you're, you know, what is a government at the end of the day? Think about it. They're human beings. They eat meals. They go to the toilet. They have aches and pains in their joints. They're afraid of dying. They hope their children don't wind up junkies or sickos. At the end of the day, they're human beings. And when you think about it, and they have a job to do, in addition to being corrupt and paying off their donors, they have another. Okay, I'll take a break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend Wise Food Storage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
On the next morning show, you're the star. It's Whistleblower Wednesday, unearthing government waste, fraud, and abuse. 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the gang and me right here on KSFO.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods, so he knew.
This song is dedicated to all the neocons in the media.
Only three, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
I think I should buy them all like mock Kentucky long rifles and send them out. They can put them next to their microphones. Anyway, look, so let's see. You don't want to use waterboarding because that's bad if Obama does it. You don't want to use drones because that's evil and they can do it to a Tea Party member or God knows who else. So let's see if you're a member of Al-Qaeda, the type who cuts people's heads off and holds it up in the air, as they did to Daniel Pearl. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did it, and his cohorts would do it to you if they could. If they know that you're not allowed to catch them unless they do something first and you got a movie of it, let's say, and if you do catch them, you can't kill them, you can't waterboard them, you don't think Al-Qaeda would take advantage of that, do you? You don't think they would use that weakness to recruit and promote additional American terrorists in this country, right? Because they would see that we're defenseless owing to our own insanity. The fact of the matter is we have a right to defend ourselves through preemptive strikes. And I actually think that this is not as frightening as you may believe. I know that you're tying it in with Obama's attempt to seize guns and the purchase of a billion rounds of ammunition. I mean, you're putting it all and building the million square foot thing in the desert and then blah, blah, blah. Now you're saying that means they can legally assassinate anyone at any time under the guise of terrorism. You're wrong. It's not what the white paper says. It says they can conduct a lethal operation outside the United States, one, against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution. And I agree with them. It's that simple. Yes, they're using an elastic definition of the word Constitution. It is elastic. That is true. But if they are members of Al-Qaeda and they're senior operatives, why shouldn't they be killed? Tell me why. I don't understand how you can identify with the Islamists and the Islamist fellow travelers in the ACLU and say, no, this shouldn't be right. I don't get it. I don't see how you can't see that you've fallen into the trap. All right, when we come back, I'll take more of your calls. I'll do all the other news from the Old York Times. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything good there. I'll read a passage from A Time for War. Go to michaelsavage.com. Check out the pictures from New Orleans for your entertainment. Teddy's asleep under my feet. I gave him a hamburger for lunch. Sleeping like a happy dog.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The board of Hewlett-Packard reportedly is studying a breakup among several options to maximize shareholder value. The business news site Quartz says HP has discussed various breakup scenarios as well as keeping the company's current structure. Proposed legislation would require California gun owners to buy liability insurance to cover any damages or injuries caused by their weapons. The bill's sponsors say the measure would encourage gun owners to take firearm safety classes and keep their guns locked up to save on insurance. Taking a look at the roadways right now in Oakland, westbound 980 at Highway 580, stalled car, right lane is blocked there. Eastbound 580 at 238, looks like we've got a crash car, a couple of cars actually, left lane is blocked, CHP is on the way. And northbound 880 at A Street, we've got an accident, looks like that one's off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them
at Yochevihee, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cache Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Settling for another Valentine's dinner and a movie? How about a free romantic winter getaway for two from SweetJack.com? Right now, SweetJack is giving away a two-night stay at Colorado's Telluride Resort Lodging with 3 days of skiing. Hit the slopes on the Coonskin Lift, then step inside your two-bedroom condo and enjoy the warmth of the fire or your private hot tub. It'll be a Valentine's night to remember. Enter to win now at SweetJack.com. No purchase necessary.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a looker.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree.
This song is dedicated to all of the Davy Crocketts in the conservative media.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Picture Clarabelle with a coonskin cap with a Kentucky long rifle. That's crazy. Knee jerk. Everything he does can't be wrong. It's impossible. It's unbelievable. Yeah, everyone's right. The loss of our rights. It's lost. What's not your rights, man? It's Al-Qaeda wants to blow your off the map that they're killing. Now, look, if they stretch it now to inside the United States against people who are not senior operational leaders of Al-Qaeda, then it's time to bear arms and take them down, okay? Let's be clear. But that's not what this is. Stop getting me sugar and crazy nuts. It's getting me crazy. How many words do I have to read to you about what's become of this country because of the incendiary insanity? On both sides of the media, it's becoming insane. It's like loco. It's delirium. It's verrucht. It's unbelievable to me. The nuts, everyone's gone nuts. They're killing people who want to blow up cities and cut off your head. That's all. It's not about a loss of your rights. You didn't lose any rights. Let's take an Al-Qaeda wannabe living in America. Let's say someone who goes to NYU or Columbia or something like that, or Berkeley. And he comes out because he's a loser and can't get a job. He suddenly becomes an Islamist. He thinks that he's going to rise up in the organization and be successful. He can't make it here as a stockbroker or a talk show host. So he figures, all right, I'll join them and I'll become something. I'll start mumbo-jumboing on a rug and all of a sudden they'll love me and I'll train in explosives. So now if they catch you here plotting, they don't kill you. They don't drone you. They give you a nice trial and they send you I think it's Oklahoma. Nice prison in Wyoming or Oklahoma. I forget the name of it. Where you look out, you don't even see a bison. It's so cold, a bison die. And that's where you spend the rest of your natural life, even though you're from a Middle Eastern country. That's giving a little additional. They don't even send you to something in Arizona where it's a similar climate. You get a bison job for the rest of your life. You know that was one of the so-called tortures that they used against the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Here's a guy who came from a hot, humid, climate. They tried air conditioning, cold and frigid. Didn't break him. They do that to me. I talk right away. They put me in an air-conditioned room for a week. I'll tell them whatever they want to know. As Lenny Bruce said, I'd make up secrets. You put me in air conditioning for a day, I would make things up. I hate air conditioning. Oh, horrible. Or the worst thing is a room without any air in it. Ooh, like that hotel, a Marriott in New Orleans. It was close to a rendition of torture. Now, here is the negative on this. There's a couple of negatives. Here's the negatives on it. Here it is. Here's the negative. Because by using this logic or illogic, whichever way you want to put it, or stretching the Constitution that Obama and Holder are using, which I agree with, by the way, you could have individuals in other countries using the same rationale to target members of the U.S. government and say, well, we're going to assassinate them now because they're terrorists. Oliver Stone has called us a terrorist country. Some of our worst intellectuals have gone to Iran, some of the failed intellectuals who can't write a bestseller, who turn against our country. One of them is there right now. I forget his name. Some creep that everyone looks up to, the left. He's over there calling this a terrorist nation out in Iran. Me? I would drone them on the way back. That's all. To me, they're terrorists. That's not freedom of speech already. That's like going to Nazi Germany in 1940, 41, and saying America is a terrorist nation. Then you want to come back and be protected by my country and go back to your tenure job at NYU. I forget his name. I always forgot his name. I love the left looks up to him as a big intellectual hero. Who am I talking about? I don't even know. Some name, everyone, oh, yeah, he's really smart. No one knows what he wrote. Oh, yeah, he's great. So he goes over and says, okay, now they could use that rationale to assassinate American officials, right? Now, that's one thing. Now, this could create hatred towards America, but so what? We have it anyway. They're all jealous of this country. So I'm not worried about creating more hatred towards America. America's hated around the world, which is why they all want to come here. Just never forget that. No one's trying to break out of America, but there's millions of people trying to break into America. Never forget that quotient. I don't know anyone trying to break out of the country, do you, who can't leave? I mean, unless I'm talking about people not in prison. You don't like it, you can leave. You can leave. There's no exit tax yet. There will be. But nevertheless, when you got millions of people trying to break in, it's such a horrible country. They all want to come here and have 16 children and live on welfare and then plot out destruction while they're on welfare, like in the Londonistan. So here we go. Loss of our rights. I read it all. I'm reading all the commentary. And people are afraid of it. They want trials. You know what's bizarre here? All of these neocons, or whatever they define themselves as, who are in favor of the death penalty, saying, yeah, kill him. Yeah, he killed a girl. He killed that little girl. Kill him. We don't want him to have 20 years of appeals. Kill him. But now they don't want drone strikes? See, they can't put two and two together. Why don't you want a drone strike? What does it have to do with you? Why are you identifying with Al-Qaeda? Why is it that American right-wingers are suddenly identifying with Al-Qaeda? Why is it now that American left-wingers are suddenly identifying with Al-Qaeda? Why are the outliers identifying with Al-Qaeda? Why? Why are they having sympathy all of a sudden for Al-Qaeda? Because they're putting themselves in their place. They're saying, well, today it's Al-Qaeda, tomorrow it's us. It's not about Al-Qaeda. It's their fear. It's their fear that they will be deemed an enemy of the state tomorrow. That's a rational fear, but it hasn't happened. So you're saying, okay, slippery slope. Well, how do you defend yourself if you're going to start in with the slippery slope defense? You do nothing and you just sit there shaking all day long? I don't know what to do, but I know Obama's no good. That's what you want me to say? No, I know what to do. Kill them. That's all. If a man wants to come to your house and put a bomb in your mother's house, put one in his mother's house first. George Orwell wrote that. I'll never forget it. If a man wants to come and put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. That's what this is all about. See, unfortunately for those of you who detest me, I've read widely and for a long period of time, and I have an answer for everything. That's why I come to my conclusions. This was not done for shock value, as you may think. Oh, I know what's going to come on the internet tomorrow. I get it. Savage becomes socialist liberal. Savage is a stooge of Obama. Savage has secret handshake with Holder. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's an independent mind. This is where I go. I go where I think the logic takes me and reason. If you can't use logic and reason, you may as well just forget about it. You're not a human anymore. If you can't use logic and reason, then what's the point of calling yourself a human being? That's all. Logic and reason dictates this is correct. That's all. Now let's move on. Should I do newspapers, read from the novel, continue on this line? I know this is going to go on and to haunt me now tomorrow. And everyone's frightened now that Obama's going to do it to them. I don't get it. You know, that from 1776 until 1960, American citizens who were actively engaged in planning attacks against the United States were considered traitors and subject to execution, by the way, right? So since the liberal 60s exploded on the American psyche, all of a sudden they're not traitors anymore. What are they? If you're actively engaged in planning attacks against the U.S., you're a traitor. You should be killed. So what's wrong with putting a Hellfire missile up their behinds? I'd rather see them die than see a whole city burn. Of course, after 1960, they became professors or journalists. And many of them, of course, went into government. Actually, I feel better today. Now that I know that Brennan was in charge. You see, remember I criticized Brennan 2 weeks ago with that speech that we found of him with the earring and the long hair when he traveled through Indonesia when he loved Muslims? I thought he was crazy. That's a front. Are you kidding me? That's the front story. Behind the scenes, the guy who was in charge of the drone program loved it. But he's got to give the... It's like, this is how it works. This is how the game works. Well, you say one thing and you do another. That's called politics. That's why I'm not in politics, incidentally. I don't have the mind for it. If food stinks, I'll send it back. I don't say fresh frozen. You know what I'm saying? I tell the owner, your food is garbage. Can you get me something fresher? I don't parse words, which is why I'm alone in a room with a dog and a microphone. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Julian with Safe Flight Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Flight, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Guys, size matters. So this Valentine's Day, go big with the Big Hunk of Love Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. Hey, look, when I say big, I mean big. This teddy bear is over 4.5 feet tall. He's big, he's soft, he's adorable. It doesn't get much bigger than the Big Hunk of Love Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. A gift this big means you'll get a big reaction from her, which is what you want, right? Send it to her office for a really big surprise that will really show how much you really care. Best of all, the Big Hunk of Love Bear is available for a limited time for only $99.99. Can you believe it? And delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. The Big Hunk of Love Bear shows that you really care about making Valentine's Day special. Like all Vermont teddy bears, he's guaranteed for life. So for the biggest reaction and the biggest reward, get her the Big Hunk of Love Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. It's only $99.99, so go big and go home happy. Vermont Teddy Bear also has hundreds of other classic teddy bears for Valentine's Day. Overnight and Valentine's Day delivery are guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them Savage sent you.
Hi, it's Katie Green here to tell you how you can learn how to get well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health into your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com.
His hair was falling out in clumps, Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is dinovite.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6729. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6729. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6729. 888-964-6729.
On the next morning show, you're the star. It's Whistleblower Wednesday, unearthing government waste, fraud, and abuse. 5 to 9 a.m., I'm Brian Sussman. Join the gang and me right here on KSFO.
Do you remember Jose Padilla, the Latin American man who went by a Muslim name? Remember what he wanted to do in this country? Remember they wanted to kill the Pope along with, he was the underwear bomber, I think. But remember Jose Padilla, the terrorist, right? So he was arrested at O'Hare International Airport by FBI agents. He was arrested on a material witness warrant related to the September 11 attacks. But he was a U.S. citizen arrested on U.S. soil, and he posed a considerable legal problem for the government because, as a criminal defendant, he could get a defense attorney, and all of the government's evidence against him would have to be exposed during discovery. And that means that the enemy would understand how he was captured. So they didn't want to do it. And as a U.S. citizen, Padilla had certain inalienable constitutional rights, including the right to a trial, a jury of his peers, the right to confront witnesses and evidence brought against him. He also had a constitutional right to a speedy trial, and he couldn't be held indefinitely without charge. What's interesting here in this justification for using drone strikes is that you have an arch-liberal Obama and an arch-liberal holder literally breaking away from their liberal ideology and becoming, in essence, the opposite of the liberal establishment by saying that they have a right to strike a U.S. citizen outside the United States if they're a senior operational leader of al-Qaeda or an associated force of al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution. And the reason they want to do it is because they want to avoid such trials. Don't you understand that as well? That our intelligence now apparently is so good, they don't want to bring them back for trials. This is the subtext of what's going on here, but I think it's so far ahead of most of your thinking that you haven't seen it yet. This shows that Obama's actually not, in this area anyway, in the area of national security, he may be far to the right of what you believe. This is what this says to me, because he's at odds with his liberal constituents here, the ACLU in particular, saying, oh, no, you don't have a right to do that. You can't use drones. They didn't do anything. They may be planning it, blah, blah, blah. So what Obama's saying, you know what, we don't want to bring him back here for a messy trial because we're going to have to expose how we found him. It's going to bring down our entire intelligence apparatus. We can't do it. So let's knock him off in their home country. And they're doing it. Now we have the technology all of a sudden and incredible. Incredible abilities to find people, right? But remember what I said to you. Until 1960, American citizens who were actively engaged in planning attacks against the U.S. were considered traitors, and they were generally executed if they were caught. deported or executed or both. So I think that hitting them with a drone is better than letting them become radical college professors, which is what you know, short of going to Pakistan and learning how to create a dirty bomb, they teach at NYU in political science or in some such non-subject. And I'm all for it. Secondly, soldiers can't even do their job anymore. They can't. Okay, so let me take a couple of quick calls here because I've enjoyed the show because I'm trying to tell you to stop being a knee-jerk neocon or a nervous Nelly media faux conservative. Use common sense. Kill them before they kill us. Or as Orwell wrote, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. So we're putting a drone in his mother's house first. He's planning to blow up the subway or a train or a plane. So we're killing him, that's all, in his little village there. Terrible thing to do. Killing is always horrible, whether it be a lamb or a cow or a human being. But they would like to cut your head off and wave it around in the air and go, Allah, Allah, like they did to Daniel Pearl. Remember that? You don't remember what they did to him. Sawed the guy's head off while he was alive. And before they killed him, they made him say, I am a Jew. My mother was a Jew. My father was a Jew. You forgot all of that. The media made you forget it. That's who you're dealing with, you morons, you. You're not dealing with human beings. You're dealing with subhumans here. They have no justification for what they want to do to this country. Idiot. Stop applying the Geneva Convention to these pieces of garbage. That's how I see it. So I'll calm down now. I'll calm down now, that's all. Don't fall into the leftist sand trap here. Suddenly they're sacred. Oh, it could be you. You could be planning. You're not planning. You're not a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda. The law is very specific. Okay? You're not a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda. You're not working for them. So stop now jumping now. Tea Party and abortion. And right away, you're them. Suddenly you're identifying with Al-Qaeda. Don't be crazy now. Stop getting crazy. Stop getting crazy. Control yourself. You're panicking. There's a lot of panic going around in America right now. I may be the last sane man in conservative radio or libertarian radio. I don't even know how to define myself anymore. I've always been independent, but I mean, stop getting crazy already with everything is a conspiracy. Everything Obama does is a conspiracy. So this is no good. As I said to you earlier, I agree with him on this, number one, because it makes sense. And number two, we haven't had a 9/11 since 9/11. Thank God for Bush and now Obama with national security. That's good. That's good. There have been, you know, incidents where they've killed. A few of them slipped through the cracks because we're too liberal in our immigration laws. The liberals in the law in the courts have permitted these murders by letting these murderers slip through their fingers. Many of these who have been released from Guantanamo have gone on to conduct massive attacks in other parts of the world or killing our troops. I understand all of that. I know how flawed the liberal justice system is. It's become totally insane. So with Obama and Holder coming out with this, you should say, great, the guy's awakened. This is good. This is good stuff. But you actually think that it's planned to get you. The entire, like, neo-Nelly conservative mob on radio is sure that they're out to get them. Their microphone's going to blow up tomorrow morning when they turn it on. The ISDN unit is going to have a secret code in it that when they turn the mic on live, it's going to send the current through it and blow them up. It's going to look all of a sudden their bedroom in their slippers where they're doing the show. Attacking Obama is going to look like Beyonce's performance in New Orleans. The room's going to flash. Everyone's going crazy. I don't know what it is. They're frightened. Everyone's afraid of everything. You know, it's a nervous Nellyism. They're afraid of everything Obama does. He's like, Mr. Frightening. Obama sneezed. He's trying to spread a virus through Washington, D.C. There was a report today on the Internet that Eric Holder was seen running around in supermarkets spreading a neurovirus on shopping carts with bare hands. He was attended by Secret Service in Mufti. No one could identify him as the Attorney General. But this report came to us from a live source in Washington, D.C. last night on overnight radio. We'll be back with more paranoid right-wing news, or shall I say paranoid left-wing news, or shall I say paranoid news right here on the neocon. You know, I mean, come on, this is what's going on in the country today. How is it that the far left, the ACLU, and all of a sudden the Patriot movement, all of a sudden their friends, their buddies, good buddies, hating Obama? And by the way, where did Obama get this idea to kill people with drones? It's wonderful. Maybe he's moving to the center right on this issue. Now, if only he'd leave us alone on the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Eighth Amendment, Ninth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, and if only he'd close the borders and stop the flood of illegal aliens, Teddy, I promise you it would be a better country, but you got to take what you can get. And I want to remind you that I almost single-handedly stopped the Dubai port steal. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about ought to remember it, because I saw a conspiracy, and I went berserk on this show. And guess who came on this show and agreed with me? Charles Schumer, a man who I never agreed with before, because politics makes strange bedfellows. And when you're right, you're right. And Schumer said he's right about that. We don't want to turn our port security over to people from Dubai for reasons I described. Bush hated me for that. Bush's relatives went on the radio and tried to argue we should give the security to nine of our major ports to a company based in Dubai. Remember that? And how I opposed it? You got to understand who you're listening to here. It's not a Johnny-come-lately in radio. I've been around a while, and I've seen things come and go. And from my perspective, this is a good decision. And I will tell you that sometimes you're looking in the wrong direction at the enemy. And I'm going to tell you right now, and it's not a hard sell, it's a soft one. My forthcoming novel, A Time for War, is not focused on the Islamist murderers, but on your friends from China and their plan for another attack in this country, far larger than 9/11. Call it fiction. Call it fiction. They own our currency. What's next? For the Republicrats, even Paul Ryan, who I never liked, by the way, I was against him from the beginning. I was never taken in by his shillelagh. I know he was another one, another Republicrat, another rhino faking it with the accounting. I don't know what they came up with this Paul Ryan. They couldn't have picked the worst person to be the running mate for whatever his name was, which we all forgot already. Paul Ryan. Could have been Rubio. Maybe he would have gotten a little something. That's why they didn't pick him, Paul Ryan. So Ryan now comes out saying that we have to fix this mess, the immigration. So he's aboard now with the Shane McCain. So let me ask you this. I'll ask you. You decide. Should Congress approve comprehensive immigration reform? Wink, wink, code word, amnesty for illegal aliens. It's an amnesty. That's all it is. And it's to guarantee that Obama will be president for the next 50 years. That we will have a perennial demagogue party in power. Who's going to pay for their health care? Now, let's go back to other waves of immigrants in America so we put things in context. I am the son of an immigrant. Let me be very clear about that. I am first-generation American. Does that give me a special place? Yes. Does it give me a special knowledge of this? Yes. More so than most people in radio, because I basically have one foot in the old country and one foot in the new country. I have one part of my thinking in the old country, identify with immigrants. The other part of me identifies with the country that I love so much. Why is it that when my grandfather came to this country, he immediately learned English, would not speak the foreign language that he knew so well, would only speak the language of the land, and told everyone around him how much he loved America? Why is it that this wave of immigrants, from Mexico in particular, have such a hatred for this country? And what happened to our leaders that they're so afraid of these people that they won't even stand up to them and say, no, you can't come here and trash our country, abuse our system, not respect the laws of a land, and become a citizen? I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Now, that's, I realize, idealistic. Each successive wave of immigrants into America has had their fair share of toil and labor and heartbreak. Hardworking in the factories were the Irish, who were treated lower than dogs. If you may not know this part of American history, but there were signs in America when the Irish came over which said, dogs and Irish not welcome in various and sundry places. It's a convenience that is often forgotten by the white racists of the type you see in the Senate right now, who would lead you to believe that only the Hispanic has been subject to some amount of derision because of their behavior or their strangeness. But the fact is that every wave of immigration, every wave of immigrants has had their fair share of derision from the major population. Every wave of immigration, whether it be Italian or Jewish, had their fair share of hardworking people, and then they had their gangs. The Italian mafia, for example, to this day, unfortunately, seems to be emblazoned upon the Italian experience in America when they were always a very small, very, very small part of the Italian-American experience. The Jews had their share of murderous killers in the form of Murder Incorporated. Some of the most vicious murderers in American history were Jews in Murder Incorporated. They all weren't working on treadles in the garment center. They all didn't run around with sponge cake like Woody Allen begging people to leave them alone. No, they had their fair share of murderous animals called Murder Incorporated. Some of the names may still recoil in your mind, such as Meyer Lansky. And yet the majority of Jewish people minded their business, went to work, raised their children, and became Americans. So it's the same with this wave of immigrants. I recognize that. The largest percentage do the hardest work in this country. That's a product of lazy white boys who won't work. They'd rather get stoned and have sex change operations than do any work whatsoever. They have become degenerate and useless. That's the truth. You know it, and I know it. Kids are used to wash cars. Kids are used to do manual work like cutting lawns have disappeared in America. Where have they gone? They're home with hairnets on their head, getting Obamacare till they're 26, sleeping till noon or till 2 in the afternoon, and going out to a nightclub at night. That's their whole job. And they want to be a web designer. They think they're going to be a web designer. They don't work. They do nothing. So who's going to do the jobs? Well, there are people who do the jobs. We all work with them. We all see them every day. We've come to know them very well. And by and large, they're just like you and I. They want the very same things we want. They want a house. They want to raise their family in peace. They want their children to go to school and be healthy. We understand that. We've come to know our immigrants from south of the border as well as we know our own family in many cases. And we've come to love them just as much as we love some of our own family members, if not more so. We all know that. There's a kindness and a warmth in that community that is very, very special, and we all know that. But it comes down to fiscal conservatism. Who the heck is going to pay for their health care? Let's make it real simple. They say there's 11 million. There's probably at least 30 million. And once they're granted amnesty, they can then bring in their entire families from the home country. That's the end of America as you know it. I don't know. I don't know what I want to talk about tonight. I think I'm burned out on the immigration story. I think it's nothing but, frankly, I think it's sound and fury. I don't think it's going anywhere. But see, I thought, I almost didn't sleep last night. I had a terrible night. I was afraid that the little dictator would get up there. Why did he go to Las Vegas to a largely Hispanic populated high school to give a speech on immigration and fly home? There's none. I'm sorry. He didn't go there to give that speech. There's much more to the story than this. He did not fly across the country to speak in a predominantly Hispanic high school on immigration. There's something more. You'll never know what it is. No one's going to ever know what he did. There's something went on there. I'll never know. How am I going to ever know? What do I know? He didn't fly there to give a speech. He could have given the speech in Washington. Why did he go there, fly across the country and go home? So it's an interesting question. I have no idea what he did there. Don't call with suggestions of what he did there. We have no idea, and I don't want to speculate. If you care to call the show, the phone number is 855-407-2822. I want to hear Kennedy singing for a minute, guys, before we take a break. Jalisco. Please play Jalisco.
Jalisco,
sorry.
Lieutenant to Novia, me Guadalajara.
I'm sorry. That is so charming. Like from the next world, coming back to charm us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready, and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, when I first started using Ovation, my hair was broken, brittled, dry, damaged. It practically would just fall out of my head, and I was thinking I had just completely run out of options and was doomed to have a permanent bad hair day until I found Ovation Cell Therapy. The three-step process took my hair from all those negative words to shiny, stronger, longer hair within the first couple of washes. And if you don't believe me, it is so easy to just try it out for yourself. All you have to do is head to ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. With the weather changing, your hair will be changing too. It's the perfect time to take advantage of this special introductory offer. Again, it's as easy as heading to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you are being audited by the IRS or state, or they are threatening to garnish your wages or bank accounts, you need a team of experienced tax attorneys on your side. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and my firm understands how difficult it is to navigate through the tax system. That is why we take our 30 years of experience and put it to work for each and every one of our clients. It is our goal to reach the best possible result, including working on minimizing tax bills and handling negligence and fraud penalties. Every year, we have helped taxpayers save millions of dollars through our audit representation, offering compromise settlements, and bankruptcy. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever. Be sure that you exercise all of your legal rights. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
On the next morning show, you're the star. It's Whistleblower Wednesday, unearthing government waste, fraud, and abuse, 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the gang and me right here on KSFO.
Today, if you are lawfully present in the country but you're not a green card holder, you do not qualify for any federal benefits. That's existing law. And so that means
Rocco Rubio. I'm tired of Rocco Rubio. Rocco Rubio. If they're running him, it's over. Hillary may as well be anointed president in 2016. Or they may as well eliminate term limits and have Obama president again, because Rocco Rubio cannot win. He's too green. Too green. He sounds like a... I'm sorry, there's a tinge of the Beavis and Butthead in him still. He hasn't matured. There's a few years left before he has any leadership in The Voice. Ah! Who's gonna have? Sarah Palin spins her exit from Fox News, claiming she's leaving to reach a larger audience. She was paid $1 million a year to be a commentator at Fox. And the University of Minnesota study found that during her tenure at the network, Sarah Palin earned a hefty $15.85 per word spoken on air. That's an interesting figure. I wonder how much I've been paid per word over an 18-year career. Can't be that. I don't think it's $15 a word. That's good. That's a good rate. I mean, to say that she could see Russia from her house, that must have been worth $16 a word. She's a nice lady. I mean, she just alienated every woman voter in America. That I told the Republicans from day one. She graded people. She graded people with a bit of the cowboy in her. But the thing is, she had the right message, but she didn't sell it right. She didn't appeal to big city conservative women. Let's put it to you that way. There's something raw about Palin. I don't know what it is. I'm a social commentator. What do you want from me? Not to comment on this? All right, let it go. I only write novels. What do you want from me? Here's a story from the Washington Free Beacon. Chinese missile technician spotted in Egypt. Egypt! Chinese missile technician spotted in Egypt. They're working with North Koreans to upgrade Scuds. That does it. I'm not eating any more Chinese food. That's it. That's the last straw. I will protest in my own way. First of all, I had Chinese food in my favorite place today in the city, and my skin broke out already from the sauce. It was so good. I went in early before the show. The show starts so late in the day that I walked around downtown. Gorgeous weather, sunny, this and that. Not hot, warm, cool. Typical Bay Area winter weather, which is gorgeous. The Bay is a China blue, as I describe in my novels. I know colors as well as anybody. I paint with words. Nevertheless, I walked around. So I walked from the ferry terminal up Market Street, if you know San Francisco. I made a left. I was looking for something. I forget what I was looking. And I love to see the architecture of the office buildings, the old ones, the new ones. And I make my observations as I go along. I noticed that San Francisco has about the worst-dressed people of any major city in America. Perhaps the worst. There are many reasons for this. Nobody dresses. They dress down to look poor. Many of them are not. You don't have to be rich to dress with some dignity. No dignity. Like bums. Like hobos. Female hobos. Male hobos. I've never seen anything like it. Now, I'm not one of these guys who dresses with spats. Don't get me wrong. I don't even wear a tie. But I observed that they're about the worst dressed people in a major city in America, in San Francisco. There's something like seedy about it. Everyone has a seedy look. Shadowy and seedy. You almost see nobody looking good in San Francisco. Everyone, except people from out of town coming in for business. The people who work there, they look awful. That's number one. Number two, streets are filthy, garbage. Gorgeous city. Garbage everywhere. Everywhere you turn, filth. And the city's booming. The paper says the tech boom. The coffers are overflowing. But that's a beautiful city. And I could have eaten in any restaurant in the city. I walked past some, upscale, good ones. I walked down a lane. There was a Spanish restaurant I wanted to try, but I looked at it, and I realized if I sat down, it would be 20 minutes. I'd be eating bread and gagging till they brought me. I said, no, I don't have the patience. I wound up back in the Chinese dump I've been eating in for 18 years. Why? Comfort food for me. I knew by 2 o'clock already it would almost be nobody left in there but the owner. It's like a dark, cavernous, greasy spoon Chinese restaurant. Plus, I got to tell you, since my food poisoning incident in the pizza joint, I didn't want to try anything new. At least in this Chinese place, I never get food poisoning. Indigestion, yes. Constant indigestion every time I eat there. But at least I know what it's from. It's from the Hunan sauce. It's so hot that it like burns your stomach lining. But at least I know that it's going to, you know what I'm saying? You don't get sick from it. You just get a slight indigestion. Then I eat a banana later on, which absorbs. Then at night I have spaghetti with no sauce, which absorbs, and it's gone. But now my legs are like broke out from the Chinese food. But now when I see the story, Chinese missile technician spotted in Egypt, that does it. It shows you how prescient I am. The reason I'm light on my feet tonight is because I feel good. I don't feel heavy. I don't feel burdened. And I know that my novel, A Time for War, is so timely. where the enemy is China itself and their plants in America. When I read a thing like this, China is covertly working with North Koreans to modernize Egypt's short-range missile systems. That's unbelievable. So what, I'm supposed to worry about that while Obama is sending the Muslim Brotherhood F-16s and 400 tanks? Obama may as well be working for the North Koreans or the Chinese. Why is Obama funding the Muslim Brotherhood and giving them airplanes and tanks? Go ask the synagogues in America how they feel about it. Oh, you said the word. You can't say it. Oh, what happened? What happened to my Jewish community in America? Where'd they go? Who's the leader of it? Who's the leader of the Jewish community in America that doesn't say boo as Hitler rises around the earth? And our president sends weapons to Hitler, airplanes, tanks, not a Jewish voice in America. The Holocaust is going to happen again. Marvin Heyer, where are they? Where are all the leaders of the Jewish community? Where'd they go in this country? It's 1939, and because they elected Obama, they don't say a word. Hush, hush. He sends 400 of the latest tanks, F-16s, not one word from a Jewish leader in America. Tell me who the Jewish leaders are. Name one. Can you name one? Name one. Name one Jewish leader. There are none. There's no Jewish leadership. There is no Jewish leadership. We have none. Nothing. Zero. You know, last night I watched a movie on TV. It's not related to what I'm saying, but it is in a certain way. You'll see where my mind goes with this. Just follow. Follow the bouncing mind. I was bored. It was after the show, whatever, and I went home, got in bed, dog, door, gun, alarms, the whole. And then I was searching around, and I caught the end of the horrible biopic called Hemingway and Gellhorn. But I was captivated by it. It was so bad that I couldn't stop watching it. I don't think I'd ever seen anything as predictably horrendous. It was done by Philip Kaufman, who has to be the worst film director in the United States of America. He lives here in San Francisco. I don't know why he's popular with a certain crowd. I know his daughter married Nancy Pelosi. His son married Nancy Pelosi's daughter. That's neither here nor there, but there is something there. Wait, you see where this goes now. So it's the Hemingway-Gellhorn fable. You know who Hemingway is, of course. Gellhorn was a female journalist who was nobody till she met him. She sucked off his fame, and she became famous, and she made believe it was her genius, not his, that made her fame, blah, blah, blah. But there were so many bad scenes in the movie that I couldn't stop watching it. I could not believe that it was so poorly made, and yet I was captivated by it. Can anyone explain? Did anyone see this movie, the Hemingway-Gellhorn movie? What's interesting to me is that I know someone who knows Philip Kaufman who told me that he was making this thing about Hemingway 2-3 years ago. So I said, that's interesting because I love Hemingway. I'd like to meet Philip. Never met him because he's a lefty, far-left radical. Kaufman, obviously, that if he's married into the Pelosi clan, no, he's a conservative. Nevertheless, I was told at the time that James Gandolfini was playing Hemingway. That's what I was told. And then it never came out. So I figured it got shelved. But as I'm watching it, at the end of the credits, it says co-executive producer James Gandolfini. But the guy who played Hemingway, I forget his name, who knows? He was a brutish kind of a man. He played the brutish Hemingway. The woman who played Gellhorn is so gorgeous. I mean, I loved, I guess it was because of her that I watched it. I have to admit it. Although I forget her name as well. Australian actress. Does anyone know what I'm talking about here? Please don't beat me up here with politics right now. Can someone help me out? Did anyone see a Hemingway and Gellhorn yet on television? Apparently it came out in the summer. Is there anyone listening who does anything but follow politics? Because I'm not going to do... No, okay, no. No one listens. No one watches. I think what it is that most of my listeners don't have cable. That's why a lot of my references make no sense to anybody. They don't know what I'm talking. It's available on Netflix, okay? So your assignment for the end of January is get it on Netflix and get back to me in February and let me know what you thought of it.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady? lady.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. A judge has ordered a new trial of a Santa Rosa police sergeant in the killing of a domestic violence suspect. The family of the victim filed a civil suit against the officer over the victim's 2007 shooting. Congress is saluting three educators for their role in protecting students and staff during a shooting at a Kern County high school. The three helped disarm the shooter and get students out of a classroom at Taft High School. And Fox News has dropped Dick Morris as a contributor. Though a conservative, Morris has served as an advisor to President Clinton. Meanwhile, Fox News has re-signed Karl Rove. Taking a look at the roadways, car fire being reported in Petaluma, northbound 101, Washington, East Washington Street. It's a truck off to the right side. And westbound 80 at Willow Avenue, getting reports of a hit and run. CHP is looking for something in the Hercules area. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Escape the talking points and join me, Michael Savage, inside the Savage Nation right here, weeknights at 6 on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So no one listening to the Savage Nation has a cable in their house. They only have like 2, 4, 5, and 7 and PBS. That's all I get? Oh, boy, that's why talk radio is limited. I mean, unless you get cable, and you watch this stuff once in a while, I mean, that I watch. In other words, I caught the tail end of it. Let me level with you. I caught the tail end of the movie. Oh, I remember now. It was before the radio show. I caught the last 30 minutes of the movie. And since I'm fascinated with Hemingway, many of the scenes were set in Cuba, allegedly in Cuba. And I love Cuban music. And then they did a very good mock-up of his boat, the Pilar, which I wrote about in Abuse of Power, because I studied in great detail from a boating magazine. A terrible boat compared to what I have. When I was a kid in the Bronx, and the biggest boat I had been on was the Staten Island Ferry next to a rowboat in Monticello, New York. So to me, I didn't understand boats. Then when I grew up, I went to Europe on ships because I always had a romantic notion of the sea and this and that. But when I heard Hemingway had a yacht called the Pilar, and him and his friends went out in the Caribbean Sea outside of Cuba, and they mounted guns on it, and they were looking for German submarines. I mean, it was very romantic. I didn't know it was like a 35-foot boat with a single Chrysler a flathead on it. I had no idea. It wasn't that fast. For those days, I mean, maybe that's the kind of way boats were. But my boat's bigger and faster than his, so that means I'm more macho than him. Listen, there was another great scene in that movie, and I don't know if it's true. Apparently, so I was getting to the politics. So Hemingway and Gellhorn go to the Spanish to cover the Spanish Civil War. Every word in that HBO special, every line was a leftist line out of a college play. Every word was there, the fascists, kill the fascists, kill the fascists. Viva la República, kill the fascists. And Hemingway and Gellhorn were right on the front lines, killing and shooting at the fascists. Every line was about fascists, fascists. And then they were intercutting it with newsreel photos of the period, which was very good. That was a technique I got to give them credit for. The intercutting to fake newsreel footage and going to a grainy film stock was brilliant. That was good. Technically superb. Was intercutting and making it look like they were actually there. It was almost a little bit of Zelig. They did an almost a Zelig job. They must have used the Zelig film guy who did the Woody Allen where Zelig is everywhere. Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman. Thank you for putting it up there. She's still gorgeous. But the worst part of Nicole Kidman's performance were not the sex scenes. They were good. They were well done, very tasteful. But the the best part of them, the worst part of the movie, was when they aged her with makeup and she was like smoking because, after all, she's a journalist. She has to smoke incessantly, and an intellectual on top of it all, and a leftist intellectual. So she had to smoke continuously because she's so nervous from the tension of the world. After all, she's seen such tragedies performed by your fascists that she must smoke incessantly and sleep like a mink with any man she meets in any bar. After all, I mean, she's a leftist and she believes in free love. So therefore, she must sleep with everybody and smoke incessantly. So they age her in the movie. I did a double take. Is that Nicole Kidman or an actress playing the old Martha Gellhorn? But it was her. The makeup, astounding. I did not like the last scene of Hemingway putting the shotgun to his mouth. Sorry. Terrible. I don't like to watch suicides to begin with. Horrible. Horrible. But it was very well done in Ketchum, Utah, where Papa put the gun to his head. There's another side thing. Is are you overqualified for your job? Because an article came out saying that many people with degrees end up as janitors, and that high-value jobs go begging, and that people with college degrees are not being employed at the level that they're capable of. Of course, that's always been true. What is a college degree today? You spend 5-6 years studying dance 101 and America's No Good 102, and Mother and Father is passe number 3, and the Bible's a hate book number 4. And then you come out and you wonder why you're a barrister. And I'm nothing against these kids who work in the coffee shops. I feel bad for them, but they're young. That's how you start out. That's the way America works. You start out with a rotten, stinking job that doesn't pay enough. You feel ashamed of yourself after a while. You wish to God you could make more money. And what you say is, damn it, I'm sick of this. And you take your apron off. And either you go back to school or you develop a product and you save money, or you borrow money and you take your chances like everyone else. And you take a chance on moving up in America. That's how it works. No one gives you anything. That's the system. And if you're good enough, you will move up. Or if you're lucky enough, you'll move up. Or if you stick to it enough, as I did for 25 years, eventually you'll move up. No matter what impediments people put in your way, you can always overcome them. As long as you still have breath, you can still fight, and you do. And remember, there will be impediments in your way every step of the way. So if you have to come out of college, you have a degree in sociology from NYU, 5 years you partied, you took ecstasy. You learned nothing other than America's no good and the Constitution is time to throw it out and the Bible's a hate book. Joe on WABC, your opinion, please go ahead.
Dr. Savage, you can't be any more correct than what you are now about the sovereignty that we're losing. I mean, as an American veteran, I serve my country. I've gone through 26 years since then, busting my hump trying to make a living. I'm living in New York, being a sanctuary city it is, and seeing certain ethnic people delivering stuff on the bikes, riding on the sidewalks, riding on the streets. You got to look both ways when you're crossing the street around here. It's ridiculous. And they got basically the hate crime if you say anything to them. And they know that. They basically flaunt in front of you saying, well, you can't do nothing to, you know, to do anything about it. Meanwhile, it's like if I did something like that, I'd be getting a ticket or getting arrested. And the cops can't do anything.
Well, it's sort of like the sacred cow in India, to put it in the proper analogy. They are citizens who have been granted a status that's above that of the legal citizen. If you look at them the wrong way, they look back at you as if to say, go ahead and make my day. Go ahead and make my day. I'll have you arrested faster than you could say Charles Schumer.
Yeah, but that's what basically with English being now on some personal business applications I've seen, they have down not Hispanic white. Now all of a sudden they're basically making white being like minoritarized compared to the black.
When did that category develop? As a category. What do you mean non-Hispanic white? Where'd that insult come from? Who created that one?
In an insurance form that I had recently gotten in the mail, it said basically, you know...
No, I've seen it for years. I understand that. Non-Hispanic white. How's that for an insult to Caucasians?
Yes, and I thought...
Well, Joe, look, this is a racially charged conversation because Schumer, Menendez, McCain wanted to be so. They want you to sound like a racist simply for standing up for your rights and simply for standing up for America. But you can't let them win. What you have to do is inflict as much embarrassment upon John the Shame McCain, Chuck Big Shoe Schumer, and Robert well, you know what's going on with Menendez in New Jersey, don't you? You heard about it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a shame. You know, he's a disgrace. I mean, and the whole thing is with
Schumer. No, isn't he enmeshed in an underage hooker scandal that's being swept under the rug by his friends in the New York media?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always talked about by people I know in New Jersey and also with, you got a few other, like Senator Lautenberg, all those people that are basically still in office, and they basically, they're only lining their own pocketbooks. They don't care about the citizens themselves. Like, the people in middle class right now are struggling, that are trying to make a living, and unfortunately now, you see these illegals coming in, they're taking low-wage jobs, but then people that could be right back on some of these jobs, even though you could say people were lazy back in the day, saying they don't want to be cutting grass.
Well, the truth is, nobody will do that work. Why have the American boys stopped working? That's a secondary question. These jobs have gone begging for 30 years now, because the American boys have gone to sleep. They don't want to work. They all want to be a web designer. So they stay at home till they're 26 on Obamacare, putting on makeup and a hairnet to go out to a club at night. They won't cut a lawn. They won't wash a dish. They won't carry a tray. So where are you supposed to get labor from? I mean, let's be realistic. Who do you think's working in our factories, by the way, Joe?
Dr. Savage, what's going on is they're also doing construction work. I see them get paid cash every day.
No, but you're not hearing me on the macro level. Who is going to work in our factories other than illegal aliens? Americans used to work in factories. Why is it only people from the third world in the factories now? Where are the Americans who would have worked in the factories? It's really, really simple. There's more money in welfare. There's more money in fake disability claims. There's more money in these fraudulent food stamp operations and welfare and SSDI than there is in working. So the government has literally encouraged millions of people to stop working. If I were in charge, I would dry up all of these income sources, and I at the same time would discourage people from coming into this country from a foreign country, and I would encourage people who were getting the soft touch to go to work in factories and to pick the crops. Do they want to do it? They'd rather sit at home and watch Oprah Winfrey and get a food stamp and a welfare check and nice free medical care. But if it's not there, what are they going to do? They're going to do what everyone else did for hundreds of years. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Flight Repair.
Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year Weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
Hi, it's Katie Green here to tell you how you can learn how to get well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health in your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510. 8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
On the next morning show, you're the star. It's Whistleblower Wednesday, unearthing government waste, fraud, and abuse. 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the gang and me right here on KSFO.
Talking about illegal immigration, we're talking about the Democrats and Republicans trying to flood America with illegals. We're talking about Rubio. We're talking about why people in radio think Rubio is a hot number when no one cares. And from that, I drifted into other topics on the Savage Nation, including, and I can't summarize them all, I drifted into a movie I watched called Hemingway and Gellhorn, and I've been a big Hemingway fan my whole life, particularly when I was an adolescent. I would say Hemingway is a writer for young men more than for older men, because you have to be a younger man in order to get into that whole machismo thing. And I really don't know Hemingway today. He was a sparse writer from his journalist days. I don't want to try to knock him because the guy was simply great and he influenced me in many ways. But the fact is, Nicole Kidman as Martha Gellhorn, she's gorgeous, but the lines written for her by the writer are shocking. Every line is a left-wing, stereotypical high school play. Jerry Stoll and Barbara Turner, whoever they are, wrote this thing, a nightmare. The Russian general was played by Robert Duvall, who in this one act destroyed his entire reputation. This one act in Hemingway and Gellhorn by Robert Duvall took away an otherwise pretty amazing acting career, destroyed it. If you talk clownish, cartoonish, it's worth watching the movie just to see Robert Duvall make a putz of himself in this. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I know all you want to hear is Obama every minute. How did they dredge up Peter Coyote? I thought he was, where'd they get him from? I thought the guy was finished. I never heard of him in years. He's been gone. He did like an ad for an aspirin or something for a halitosis commercial. Oh, he's local and Peter Cow. I get it. They hang around together. I got it. One of the surprise roles is Lars Ulrich of Metallica, who apparently must be a friend of the director. They made him into like a film director in the thing, like a clown. I don't mind they put him in the movie, but they gave him like a beret and sunglasses. Lars Ulrich of Metallica, they put in the movie to make him look like a director of some documentary on the Spanish Civil War. Another laughing job. And the rest, you know, we don't have to go into. Chu and Lai was played by Anthony Brandon Wong. Never heard of him. But here's the Brooklyn was played by Eric Schneider. And actually, he gets injured and blind, and you're supposed to cry over him. Left-wing supporter Tom. Every line was like a high school play. Plump whore, Sarah Kleban. I'm just reading from the credits right now. One-legged whore played by Stephanie Bastos. Oh, Orson Welles was played by an actor I never heard of, Malcolm Brownson. This is interesting. Even if you don't know what I'm talking about and you think that this is all crazy, I have no idea what I'm talking. The average person says, what is this guy? Who is this guy? What is he talking about? I haven't heard the word Obama in 5 minutes. What is he talking about? Orson Welles, who's astounding in everything he's ever done, is portrayed in this biopic, Hemingway and Gellhorn. They hire him to be the narrator of the Spanish Civil War documentary they're doing. In other words, a propaganda film about the good communists fighting the evil fascists, right? So apparently Orson Welles got into a verbal fight with Hemingway. I don't know whether it's true or false. I could believe it would have, because Welles calls him basically a punk and a sissy and a coward and says, why are you always strutting? Why are you always acting like you're so macho? It shows you're not really a man. And they almost get into a fight, and Hemingway fires and throws him off the set, and he then narrates the documentary himself. We have, for your listening pleasure, the actual voice of Ernest Hemingway right now. Guys, play it for a minute or two. A minute. Well, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be with you tonight and to discuss my new book.
Sounds like me.
This is one of the things that I love to do most, and it gives me great pleasure that Penny. I can share it with all
Bad
of
voice.
You.
Penny.
The book
Penny.
Came to me in a sort of a haze.
Sort of a haze.
In Harry's Bar in Venice.
Oh, that's... Well, he was probably stoned.
Harry's probably Bar is a small place.
He drank
place,
too much absinthe.
But it is, in effect, a microcosm of all of that great and beautiful city, which has been
so
well
described. No, it
is.
It was a microcosm of American drunks. That's what it was. Trying to be fake writers. They went home and became stockbrokers and insurance salesmen. Nevertheless, you could hear in the voice. Now, it's the technology of that time. That's Hemingway, what, 1939, 1940, guys? What year was that? 1950. I don't know if that was his voice. They say it is Hemingway. He didn't have a voice for radio. I'll tell you that. He couldn't make it in talk radio. If you're a program director and you heard that tape, let's say even amplified, you wouldn't hire the guy to do a fill-in for Savage. He couldn't even fill in for me. It shows you if you're a great writer, stick to writing. Don't do talk radio. Unbelievable. The hardest field in the world, talk radio. We have no instruments, no makeup, no girls, no sound effects. It's strictly our brain and our voice and our ideas. That's what you're listening for, am I right? There's an old study from 2004, the only one that I know that was done, saying that illegal immigrants who would pay taxes and get access then to social services such as Medicaid or food stamps in 2004 would cost taxpayers $30 billion annually. So let's say, because there's not 11 million illegals but more like 30 million, and let's say with Obamacare, which is Cuban-style socialized medicine, which will grant medical care of any amount to all the illegals, the cost is at least $100 billion a year minimum. Who is going to pay this? Who's going to pay it? McShane is going to pay it out of the Budweiser franchise? Should Congress approve comprehensive immigration reform? Yes or no? The answer is, of course, if you ask the average American citizen, they would say no. They don't want it. They don't know what to do, truthfully. They also know that wherever they turn, the worst jobs in America are being done by illegal immigrants. That's a given fact. We're not blind. And I have to repeat what I said. The large, large majority of illegal aliens in this country are very hardworking people. Not all, but the largest majority. But if you go to a mall and you see a 14-year-old illegal alien mother, and I'm using that word in a strange way, pushing a stroller with two babies in it, with a 15-year-old, quote, husband next to her, you ask in the middle of the day, how come they're pushing a carriage? They're not stupid. Because she found out that the babies are her meal ticket. So now you have to ask yourself, who's paying for that? You are. Who do you think's paying for it? Now, if you give up your sovereignty by granting them citizenship, that's the end of your country. It's bad enough that we're bankrupt from this and from endless wars. If you want to put it that way, you want to break it down by party line, the Republicans gave us endless wars, and the Democrats gave us endless lines of illegal immigrants. A pox upon both parties. Because they don't exist for America. They live for themselves. Each party exists as a business entity. It's the Democrat business and the Republican business. It's like Macy's and Bloomingdale's competing with each other, but they don't really care about the turf upon which the stores exist. You tell me the Republicans care about America any more than Democrats, I'll laugh in your face when you listen to McCain or when you listen to this Ryan. They exist simply to advance their own party's interests, period. There is no American party. That's why 4 weeks ago I came out and said we need a nationalist party. Boy, do we ever need a party of borders, language, and culture now. We need it so badly I can feel it. It aches me to say that it's time to sweep this rubbish out of office because they are destroying this country lock, stock, and barrel. They stand for nothing except demagoguery. Menendez, Schumer, McCain, the whole pack of them. Did any one of them mention whether or not this will cost us any money or make us any money? No. Why not? Isn't it all about dollars and cents when the country is bankrupt? Let's put aside demographics. Let's put aside emotions. Let's put aside Spanish versus English. Let's put aside the Mexican flag. Let's put all that aside. How are you going to pay for 30 million illegal aliens' health care? How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for their health care, Mr. Menendez? And Schumer, who's going to pay for their food stamps? Schumer, don't you understand that people are not as dumb as you think they are? Well, at least that's what I think. Should the so-called Congress approve so-called comprehensive immigration reform? I think not. I think we need comprehensive Congress reform. I think we need drug testing for all members of Congress.
Savage.